speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Tonight, we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. The next question for our consideration tonight deals with the Sabbath and Sunday. When did the time of worship change from the Sabbath to the Lord's Day? The Sabbath was given for Israel. And it's interesting, if you go back in the book of Genesis chapter 2, the Lord rested His work upon the Sabbath, upon the seventh day. And that is identified in context as a very special day to the Lord because of the fact that He has created the world and then ceased His creation, or is creating from that point forward. As we look with reference to what God has said unto Israel, He reminds them of what it is that He has done. And then now in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 and 8 through verse 11, He says that they are to remember the Sabbath and to keep it holy. The Sabbath was to be observed as a perpetual law under the law of Moses. Whenever I say a perpetual law, it was a law that was to be kept. It was a worship time that was to be kept according to that law, so long as that law was in place. However, whenever that law is no longer in place, then it can be changed. When exactly did that happen? The new covenant brought changes. Whenever Jesus Christ died at Calvary's cross, according to what we read specifically in Colossians chapter 2, verses 14 through verse 16, Christ nailed the law to the cross, taking away all of the ordinances that was contrary to the Jews, taking away not only those things from a sacrificial standpoint, but also removing the Sabbath and instituting not only a new and better covenant, but friends, also at that time, instituting a new day where that Christians would and should must worship God. I find it interesting, as well as very significant, is that after Jesus Christ has resurrected from the grave, what day did He resurrect? On the third day. What day was that? That was Sunday. I believe that Christ had spoken with the apostles with reference to the importance of the Lord's Day. Do I think that they had everything all together in regard to their understanding of what the Lord's Day was going to represent? I do not. Not at that time. But if you read from the context of John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23, you will find is that on the Lord's Day, the day that the Lord has been resurrected, the disciples are gathered together. Why are they gathered together? Some would argue, and I think that it is indeed a fair argument, is that they were grieving. They wanted to be with one another. Well, that's true, but couldn't they have come together, subsequent days after that? We don't read that they did with reference to these matters, but what we do read specifically is that upon the first day of the week, the day that the Lord has resurrected from the grave, they have come together. And the broader end of that context identifies is that Jesus appears in and amongst them. Remember what Jesus had taught them over in the book of Matthew chapter 26 through 29? He says that they were to remember Him through the memorial feast, the Lord's Supper. And He says, I will not take of this again with you until I'm with you in the kingdom. That speaks with reference to the church, whenever the church is established. And therefore, Jesus was laying this foundation or this principle upon which they would later understand, but also, I believe, in part, that maybe they were already practicing the day in which Christ has resurrected. If you then go on into the New Testament Scripture, after the church has been established, the first century church serves an example unto us. In the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 7, the Apostle Paul remained in Troas so that he could be with the saints upon the first day of the week. Why? Because they were going to be partaking of the Lord's Supper upon that day. The Lord's Supper, in mention there, is very significant. That is an act or an avenue of worship. Therefore, they were worshiping God as they were coming together there at Troas when upon the first day of the week. A moment ago, in our first question, we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Again, the first day of the week, Christians are commanded to give back a portion by which God has blessed us with. Another passage that I want us to consider as we think with reference to the change from the Sabbath to Sunday is what John reveals to us by way of Revelation in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 10. John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. On the Lord's day is synonymous to meaning the first day of the week. It is synonymous to the fact that it refers to the day in which Jesus Christ was resurrected from the grave. Again, the apostles were gathered together the day that He came together. This first century church gathered themselves together upon the first day of the week, which is, even unto this day, recognized as the Lord's Day. I realize is that there is mass confusion in the religious world, in the denominational realm, in many churches that we would even recognize as cults, the Sabbath keepers and such. There is no authorization at all for a continuation of Sabbath keeping. We are first century Christians, and therefore we worship God according to the standards and the day by which He prescribes or commands.